Eugene Johnson is 65 years old. He lives in an affordable housing complex in Miami. And he says Hurricane Irma created an expense he really doesn't have the money for.
I'm on fixed income. This hit me out of the blue because, you know, I had to pay my rent, my light bill and stuff like that. So I'm down to minimal type money.
So he did what he could.
I went to the store and, you know, got me a couple loaf of bread and brought me some batteries from a flashlight. And that was all I can afford right now.
And like many of his neighbors who are also on fixed or limited income, Johnson doesn't own a car.
So I have to depend on other people to bring me water. So I got a friend who said he's going to bring me some water. So everything else, I just have to depend on people to help and bring me some by.
There's no one coordinated system to help people who lack the financial resources to buy hurricane supplies ahead of a storm.
And start getting things prepared. And that's what I really want to discuss, seriously. Yes.
Yesterday, a few community groups and activists got together to talk about how to try to help people like Johnson.
How can we get resources to help them before the storm that want the help?
Valencia Gunder is a community activist in Liberty City in Miami.
Is there any resources we can get from larger institutions who will be willing to help purchase these things?
The group agreed to put together a resource list. They considered going to buy plywood and other supplies to help. But to try to help potentially hundreds of people with just 2 or 3 days before Hurricane Irma is expected to make landfall, and at a time when most stores are already out of supplies, Maggie Fernandez with the Miami Climate Alliance sums it up this way.
I just think that it's way too late to start talking about helping people put plywood on their homes. It's way too late.
Gunder sits back in her chair and puts her head down.
This just needs to be a learning lesson for us. After this storm, right, we need to be on it. Like, seriously, like, talk about true equity in communities when it comes to our resiliency planning or whatnot, meeting with these larger institutions, making sure that the plans and programs and systems they have in place actually work for all communities.
Gunder says she feels like the working poor and people who rely on Social Security are invisible when it comes to hurricane planning.
Because this is not a third world country. This is America, okay? In South Florida, with a whole bunch of money.
Mark Moore is with the City of Miami Emergency Operations Center. He says after major disasters, ideally, people will be self-sufficient for the first 72 hours.
3 days. Do not depend on your government for help. The government has their hands full during an emergency. If you are able to sustain yourself for 3 days, you are already ahead of the game.
Many families can't do that. Robinson Fenelon grew up in Miami. He says his family could never really prepare during hurricane warnings.
My area was very poor. You know, my mom told us, listen, I'm buying you guys bread. You know, we have peanut butter in the house. Let's eat there. And we know we didn't have no power. We didn't have to go buy no, you know, generators. We didn't have money like that.
This week, the 25-year-old realtor went out and bought a pallet of water cases and handed them out to dozens of families for free. He says one man made him emotional when he told him he didn't have enough supplies for him and his children.
He said, you know what, man, you just don't understand, you know, how grateful I am. He showed me his account that he was negative $289.
Fenelon wished he could do more.
Get everybody food, water, batteries, at least the basic things just to survive in this hurricane for at least a couple of days before, you know, help come.
In the meantime, for Eugene Johnson, who lives off of his Social Security check, he's just hoping his supply of a few cans of tuna, the bread, and the water a friend is supposed to bring him will help get him through the storm.
I'm all right with my medicine and stuff like that. So that's the main thing I'm worrying about, is surviving.
I'm Nadege Green in Miami.